In an effort to drive awareness and understanding of Bearing Point's enterprise performance improvement set of solutions, we're joined today by Managing Director Peter Nekanovich, who will be discussing the retail banking solutions and how it can help your organization reduce costs and improve performance. Peter, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start off by asking you, what are some of the specific issues forcing retail banks to revisit their cost structures and spending patterns?
Based on Bearing Point's research and working with our clients, I think there's a couple different events that are occurring and forces in the marketplace that are requiring them to look at their cost structure and spending patterns. Obviously, the most publicly discussed one has been the subprime lending. Even though this question is specifically to retail banking, if you look at it in the aggregate, there's cards out there, credit cards, credit products, mortgage lending. The same banks that have significant retail presence also have presence in the corporate side and the investment banking side. So between the what I'll call the credit crisis right now, some of the subprime risk, which manifests itself in some of the derivatives and the collateralized mortgage obligations and other derivative sort of products, banks have come under increasing pressure to make sure their lending side of the portfolio, which generates a lot of the revenues, they take deposits in, they turn around and lend that back out. The lending side has come under pressure because that revenue stream and the interest rate spread is not going to be there necessarily if the loan is going to default. Or the other side of that is around some of these third-party derivative products that are also not going to have the return that the financial institutions had hoped to. So that's one of the significant drivers. One of the other ones is the banks that do not have exposure to the credit side, and they have not been as impacted as much by the subprime lending, if you want to call it, or any of the derivatives that have a significant credit component to it. They have a large deposit base, and so they actually now have a lot of cash sitting there that stricter guidelines around the ability to lend the money, what they can do from a interest rate spread perspective is somewhat constrained right now. I think the third event that we've actually seen even prior to this 07 event is the increasing competitiveness in retail banking and the way they price products, the way they structure products, the expected return that the consumers have, the sophistication of the consumers in buying products, and to some degree their lack of loyalty to a single institution to take their credit card at one place, their mortgage to another place, their depository account to another place, and maybe their HELOC to another place, or a home equity line, or even car loan to another place, has really spread out the relationship and increased the pressure on the banks to be more cost-effective of whatever product they happen to sell to a consumer to be more competitive in the marketplace. I think the last part of that is there's an underlying technology and operational impact that new banks, new non-banks, new competitors are moving into the U.S. marketplace, and they have very simplified infrastructure, very simplified technology, so their cost basis per unit or per account or per customer is lower. So some of the more mature U.S.-based banks that have gone through several mergers have a embedded and intrinsic higher cost basis because they have more complex infrastructure, more people supporting multiple operation centers. So you have what we call greenfield competitors coming into the same marketplace and providing the same service or product at a greater value proposition to the consumer and a lower cost to them. So they are actually making as much money or more money at a value proposition that's better for the consumers than some of the legacy institutions in the U.S. So we see that as a major force that's driving retail banks to look at their their cost structure primarily, which then actually drives their spending structure.
So with that landscape in mind, how do Bearing Point's enterprise performance improvement solutions specifically help the retail bank organizations reduce costs and improve performance?
I think there's a couple areas here. And if you look across the landscape of opportunities that banks can reduce their cost structure, and I'll spend the majority of mine in specific to the retail banking sector. We spend a lot of time working with financial institutions and banks and looking across the enterprise. First of all, how do you leverage existing functionality, operational capability, human capital resources to support multiple lines of business? So instead of the retail banking having a redundant capability, the card part of the organization having a redundant capability, the mortgage having a redundant capability, and small business having a redundant capability, how do you go look across the operation and the underlying technology and the human capital aspects of this and really say, these are absolutely redundant skill sets that we could get economies of scale if we combined them to support multiple lines of business or multiple products or multiple services? You know, we think that's one of the biggest areas. The next area, and more of our clients are really looking at this at an enterprise level. So we're actually quite excited about that, which brings in another aspect we can touch on later, but it's around the governance of how do you really understand how to spend the capital of the organization to maximize the value to the enterprise, not a single line of business. The other area that we're seeing a lot of interest in and we're spending a lot of time with our clients on is what we call digitization or electronification of information within that financial institution. So given the latest onslaught of more online banking, more mobile banking, more sophisticated kiosks, how can you provide services and open accounts that minimize the use of paper and maximize the digital capturing of the information to allow that to flow through a banking organization or a financial services institution with the minimal amount of handoffs, maximizing the value of any business intelligence or business rules that are available, and really making this an automated process with, of course, some rules governing the risk side that kicks it out, other overrides that require human intervention. But where if it's the standard 80% of the new deposit account openings are a standard straight-through process, how can you capture that, minimize the paper, use electronic signatures, use dynamic form creation, use enterprise content management capabilities, use business intelligence to really streamline that process and minimize the human intervention for non-value-added capabilities?
So in your experience, where have the best opportunities for retail banks been in reducing costs and improving performance?
You know, it's varied tremendously, and I say that not to be evasive of the question, but there are models that are around banking and financial service institutions that have great national presence, that have grown significantly by mergers. They have a set of solutions. There are mid-tier organizations that have very simple infrastructure that want to grow globally, and they have another possible set of solutions. And then there are the third tier, the very smaller financial institutions that are actually, a lot of those are getting acquired by, you know, international players to grow their presence in the U.S. marketplace. So depending on the actual quadrant that any bank fits in, it can be various areas. Our experience has shown that in some of the banks that are been grown here in the U.S. that are very significant in size due to mergers and acquisitions, there's multiple areas. There's rationalization of the infrastructure. There's business process management capability that most of these institutions already have existing in their own existing licenses for. So how can you pull that in to sort of a federated service model that allows the capabilities and the technology the bank already owns to service many lines of business? How do you rationalize this process? It can be on the credit side. Typically, most of these banks have multiple credit operations. They have multiple data centers. There's Check 21 or branch image capture or distributed image capture that simplifies their need for multiple data centers. So, I mean, these are significant cost savings that a bank can pull in. You couple this with some new account opening capability that simplifies their new account opening process, electronic signatures, no paper, dynamic form creation, the ability to stop and start product opening processes to minimize the inability of the back office to process half-opened accounts and those sort of things. That's one significant savings. Then we get to the banks that have simplified infrastructures already. What we're really seeing there is stay simplified, provide a middleware layer right now with a good business rules engine that allows for centralized credit underwriting capabilities, centralized account maintenance capabilities, centralized capabilities around the more federally regulated activities around IRAs and 401ks and those sort of things. So how do you do that and centralize that to a certain area? Wealth management capabilities around portfolio management, asset allocation. How can you grab that at the front end, independent whether the customer is worth $50,000 or $50 million, pull that information together in an environment that allows that to either be electronically processed and asset allocation done, or bring it back to an area of the institution that has that capability, that deep skill set, and allow them to provide that service at multiple levels. Same with specialized skill sets in mortgage, investment management, that you can go online and have real-time chat capabilities. You can have real-time video conferencing capabilities that allow banks to provide this service and not necessarily make it face-to-face, but make it still a very personalized service.
So if I'm a retail bank, I'm about to embark on such an initiative to reduce cost, improve performance, and profitability. What advice would you give me?
It's really going to depend on where you are in your life cycle of maturation of a bank and the technology you currently have and the simplicity of the technology you currently have. And the reason we think that's critical is we truly believe in the reuse. We truly believe in the reuse of human capital and technology and operational capability. And Bearing Point has seen that as a very strong lever to adjust and change the cost of delivering a service or a capability or product to your customer, as well as enhancing the customer experience. Because while we believe it's a commoditized business, the customers, one of the things they value tremendously is still the customer, the interpersonal interaction that they have with the bank. Whether they're only doing their mortgage or only doing the depository account, they value that and they put a monetary value on that. So, our experience says that, you need to acknowledge the fact that it's a business that needs to reduce costs. How do you, first of all, simplify and reuse the capability you have? That's always our first tenet going in. But secondly, if you're going to contemplate doing that, how do you make sure you don't impact both your employees or associates' experience or your customer experience? So that could be anywhere in the area of account opening. It could be consolidation of credit products. It could be the ability to have real-time online chat. It depends on sort of the strategy and what the individual bank's strengths and weaknesses are in delivering the services they deliver that make them successful in the marketplace and their current state of operations and technology. So there's a multitude of areas that we can look at, and we can do a pretty quick assessment of what the areas are that would be most impactful given your current operating model, your current allocation of human capital, knowledge, technology, to say these are the areas we go after first to reduce your cost of service and not impact the customer or the employee experience in delivering that service.
Great, Peter. Thanks a lot for taking time out today and discussing the retail banking solution with us.
You're very welcome.
Peter Nikonovich is Managing Director with Bearing Point.